A sure sign of maturity is when we trust less and less in ourselves. I'm not talking about low self-esteem, but about coming to terms with our own weaknesses and vulnerabilities. That's wisdom. That's maturity. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I don't know about you, but when I was young, I was absolutely certain that I was bulletproof. In my early 20s, I drove my car so fast on country roads that I thrilled when I became airborne. Hopefully you weren't that stupid. I was, and I look back on that and marvel at the fact that I'm still alive. When we're younger, we tend to be sure of ourselves. We believe in ourselves. We back ourselves. As we grow older, though, life, the school of hard knocks as it's called, teaches us that we're anything but bulletproof, that we do indeed have innate weaknesses and vulnerabilities. And that's a good thing. It tempers our tendency toward arrogance. It humbles our pride. It makes us recognize, perhaps, that we cannot, nor should we, go it alone, relying on our own strength. Something, it seems, that the writer of this psalm came to grips with over the course of his life. Psalm 73, verses 25 and 26. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there's nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Yeah, our flesh and our heart do fail, and yes, that's something we learn as we mature. But the glory in that is that God, by His grace, through His great love for you and me, can be the strength of our heart and our portion forever. Don't go it alone. That's His word, fresh for you today. Truly, there is such power in the Word of God, power to change lives, your life. That's why I'd so love to send you this fresh devotional message every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a free copy of our latest life application booklet, Who is Jesus? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.